I think it was more of the coaching. We had a great staff. They came in, I think they did a great job of, you know, getting the guys ready. We had a lot of great athletes that, you know, committed to the school too, so. Auburn, Nebraska. I mean, pretty much, you know, all the top elite teams. So, my mom was sick. She had diabetes. So during signing day, she actually went into the hospital, and I was actually keeping my little brother. So it was easy for me to convert over to, you know, back and forth from Bradenton to Tampa, because only an hour away. So I used to watch my brother.
Did you see your mother have diabetes?
Yes, sir. I kind of expected it to happen. She had diabetes for ever since I was in middle school. So I kind of took the role of, taking care of my little brother too, because he's, you know, our fathers never was in our life like that. So she's good. She actually have a few blood pressure problems here and there, but she take care of herself. Kathy Gray. He's 11. G-R-A-Y.
What did you do to get to prepare for this combine? You plan on to do everything, all the drills?
Yes, sir. I trained out in Orlando, Tom Shaw, Worldwide of Sports. And I plan on doing everything out, lifting and running, DB drills.
I'm sorry, thanks for Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y. What teams have you talked to?
Yesterday, I haven't did any interviews yet, but I did I don't know what they call it, I guess, pre-interviews with a lot of teams that was out there, the Rams, Saints, Panthers, New York. It was a lot of teams.
Baltimore,
yes.
Do you expect or want to return kickoffs?
Yes, sir. I did kickoff return back in high school. I hadn't did it anymore until I got into, you know, college when we played the game in Cincinnati. I was always behind another guy, you know, in college. He had got hurt during that week. They put me back there. My first time ever, you know, returning the kickoff return, I ran it back 100 yards.
It's not like when South Florida had such a high rating in the past. It's not like when he had such a high rating this year. The attention your school was.
Oh yeah, we definitely had a lot of attention, you know, especially coming from the fans. Even in school, our school wasn't really that big. You know, we really didn't get realized that much by a lot of even students in classrooms. And you know, once we had went up and got in the rankings at number two, we had a lot more recognition.
What makes you an effective returner?
I think more of my speed. I'm a 10-500 guy, so I mean, probably that. It would mean a lot. Staying in Tampa, I can give back to the community. I know a lot of people in the community that helped out with us just coming up. They raised me from my freshman year on up. So hopefully, you know, if that do happen, I could give back.
What's the best receiver you faced?
Probably the best receiver I faced this year in college was probably Harry Douglas from Louisville.
How'd you do?
I did pretty good against him.
Huh?
Yeah, I picked Brian Brown off once. I had three picks on the season.
Who have you modeled your game after in the NFL?
I kind of picked from, you know, three different players: Champ Bailey, D'Angelo Hall, and Al Harris.
Why Al Harris?
I like his aggressiveness. It'll be a big accomplishment for me, because I had a lot of doubts saying, you know, that I wouldn't go too high just because I went to South Florida coming out of high school. So it'll be a big accomplishment.
How'd you end up in South Florida?
My mom was sick. I don't know if you heard the story, but I told him, you know, my mom had diabetes coming out of high school. I had to take care of my little brother, so it's easy for me to convert back and forth from Bradenton to Tampa, which is an hour away.
What other schools were looking at you?
Auburn, Nebraska, Florida, Clemson. So pretty much, you know, top elite schools.
Because of your return abilities, you owe a debt of gratitude to Devin Hester and what he's done.
Nah, I haven't got that yet. First time.
Obviously the draft stock's gonna rise because.
Right. Hopefully that can help me in a lot of ways. I was mostly focused on cornerback coming out this year. I did it pretty much to help the team, and you know, hopefully, you know, that can help me out too also. So. My first week out of Orlando training, I tweaked my hamstring, and my agent kind of helped me out from that.
Who's your agent?
Eugene Parker.
Is it something that you understand?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely something that I understand because they're going to invest a lot of money into you. And I'm pretty sure they don't want to get a player that's, you know, have a lot of nicks and banged up. But, I mean, it's been pretty rough just going through this whole process. They wake you up early in the morning. They check your body. If nothing's wrong with you, they're going to make something be wrong with you. They see any little thing wrong with you, you have to go to the hospital and get, you know, x-rays. And it's just a long process. But it's pretty cool just being up here with all the guys and just being blessed, being out here with all the scouts. So.
How long were you going through that medical examination process?
Oh, man. I got down at like I want to say like 7 o'clock this morning. I didn't get home back into my room until I want to say... I won something.
Some guys long.
Yeah.
The interview process with these teams, I know you guys are prepared for and trained for, but what's the weirdest question you've had asked of you?
I didn't get the question.
What's the weirdest question that you've had asked of you during the interview process with these teams?
Pretty much all the questions have been the same. I don't think I had a weird question yet. Just asking me on my, you know, my talent and pretty much my parents' history. And I mean, that's probably the most crazy question I had, just asking about my parents' history and trying to compare them to me. So.
You laughed at something. What was that?
A lot of scouts try to compare me to my father. Like as I said, he really wasn't in my life that much. He made his mistakes coming up, and I figure like a lot of scouts was trying to compare me to him, which were two totally different people. So, his name is Mike Jenkins. I'm a junior, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did he play in the NFL?
Nah, no sir, nah.
No,
yeah, just college ball.
Oh, where did you play?
Tennessee State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd rather not discuss.
See, but they know that stuff.
Yeah.
They investigated it.
I'm pretty sure they will. I just, like I said, I did pre-interviews with a lot of scouts, so I'm pretty sure when I get into interviews with them, they probably will. So. I believe everybody, you know, the quality of all the cornerbacks is out, pretty much is the same. I mean, I think it's really going to come down to the, on Tuesday we're running 40 and we lift, so.
Do you compare yourself to those guys, like you watch Leotis?
Oh, no, I definitely don't compare myself to anybody. I put myself in my own bracket. We all have different games, either finesse, I'm a more physical guy. Maybe I never really watched Leotis like that. Jason is a more technique sound guy, so I mean, I really don't put myself in a bracket with none of them.
Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm.